And the scripture this morning is Psalm 46. It can be found on the screen behind me or on page 506 and 7 in the Pew Bible. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us, and the God of Jacob is our refuge. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word.
Normally, I do not read the obituaries in the newspaper. In the Washington Post, there are just too many of them to read every day. However, since the Bowie Blade is a weekly newspaper, and since there are fewer obituaries in the Bowie Blade, some weeks I do scan the death notices there. And occasionally there is an obituary for someone I knew. A couple of months ago, I was scanning the obituaries in the Bowie Blade when I saw a listing for someone I did not know, and for some reason I read it anyway, and it caught me up short. It was about a young man who had been killed while riding his bicycle. And I think the reason it caught me up short is this was shortly after our own Norman Brown was hit on his bicycle by a car and suffered injury. Thank God Norman was not killed, but he did require surgery after the accident. And when I read the obituary of the young man that was killed, I breathed a prayer of thanks that it was not Norman, and I prayed for the family of the young man who lost his life while riding his bicycle. I came to learn that the young man grew up in Bowie. He lived here from age 11 to age 27. Last year, he moved to King George, Virginia, with his two-year-old daughter and his then-pregnant wife. They moved to Virginia so that he could start a new job as a computer scientist at the Naval Surface Warfare Center in Dahlgren. On August 10th of this year, he was riding his bicycle in Northern Virginia when he was hit by a car. He was 28 years old. He leaves behind his wife and two daughters, his parents, four younger brothers, his grandmother, aunts, uncles, cousins, in-laws, and friends. The viewing was held here in Bowie at the Beale Funeral Home, and the memorial service was held at a church here in Bowie. Whenever someone at such a young age dies, it is heartbreaking, especially when someone dies so young and so suddenly and so unexpectedly. It is tragic, even for those who did not know him. My heart breaks for his wife and his two young daughters who will grow up without knowing their father. And to make matters worse, the family had a similar tragedy back in 2014. In 2014, the young man's brother was struck by a car on his bicycle, and the brother is now paralyzed from the waist down. Sometimes life seems so unfair. Well, sadly, bicycle accidents are becoming increasingly common. It is estimated that over 45,000 cyclists were injured in accidents last year. That number is probably a fraction of the total, since many bicycle accidents are never reported. A bike doesn't have to be towed. A car that runs into a bicycle generally does not have to be towed. And so we don't know the exact number of bicycle accidents last year in the U.S., but we do know the number of fatalities, since those are reported, and the number of fatalities is rising. Last year, there were 12% more bicycle fatalities than the year before. The increase was caused by more people riding bicycles, more cars on the road, and more distracted driving. Have you seen people using their phones while they drive? It's happening all too often. Other factors include alcohol. 37% of all bicycle fatalities involved alcohol. And the other major factor is bicyclists not wearing their helmets. Half of all fatalities, the cyclist was not wearing a helmet. According to the Washington Post, cycling deaths are up, and the average age of victims is 45. Our scripture for today begins, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. This verse inspired Martin Luther to write the hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, that we sang last Sunday on Reformation Sunday. The verse and the hymn remind us that no matter what happens, God will be there. No matter what comes our way, God will be there as our refuge and strength. And yes, the verse reminds us that trouble is a part of life. Eventually, everyone goes through times of trouble. Faith in God does not protect us from trouble. Faith in God gives us the strength to endure trouble and to overcome it. I ran across another tragic story about a bicycle accident. David Grotberg was a student at my alma mater, Baylor University. He joined the Honors College as a freshman in the fall of 2015. He played in the Baylor University Golden Wave Marching Band. He had a girlfriend at Baylor. He had many friends in the band in the Honors College. But last year, as a sophomore, David was riding his bicycle on Franklin Avenue in Waco, Texas. It was October of last year. He was struck by a car. The car drove away. David died at the scene. Later that night, David's family in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, had already gone to bed when sheriff's deputies knocked on their door. The officer said they had a message from the Waco Police Department. David had been killed in a bicycle accident. David's mother, Diane, screamed. His father, Clark, put his arms around his wife. The deputies stood in silence as the message was conveyed to David's younger brother and four younger sisters. Amid sobs of grief, Clark looked at Diane and said the only thing he could think to say. He said, God is good. He didn't say it because he thought that's what he was supposed to say. He didn't say it because he had planned to say it in case a tragedy should ever happen to their family. Looking back now, Clark says he's surprised he said that instead of something like, who did it? I'm going to hunt them down. But no, Clark said, God is good. He explains, if God was good yesterday, and God was good the day before that, and God was good when David was with us, then he's good now. He's good, even now, because he's with us, and David is with him. When everything around them seemed to crumble, the Grotbergs realized that only one thing remained, their faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus emptied himself to share in our sufferings. And Diane said, I've come to realize that when a tragedy like this happens, you need three things. You need comfort, You need hope, and you need joy. After David was killed, the university chaplain called the Grotbergs, and two of his professors called to express their condolences. Then the Baylor Parents Network arranged to bring all seven Grotbergs from Minnesota down to Waco, Texas, for the memorial service. During the memorial service, the band director spoke, and Dan was moved at how well he knew her son. He wasn't just a member of the band. He really knew him. The following Saturday was homecoming at Baylor. The Grotberg family was invited down on the field during the football game. David's framed band uniform was presented to them along with a memorial plaque. And David's oldest sister was invited to march and to play with the band. After the presentation, as Diane was making her way back through the stadium, a student came up to her. She didn't know the student. The student said, "I'd like to pray for you and your family." The student prayed that God would give them comfort and peace in the midst of their tragedy. Diane does not know the student's name, but she remembers the prayer. The comfort they received from people they hardly knew helped the Grotbergs to deal with their loss. The hope they found was in their Christian faith. We have the hope of the resurrection. David's father said, "God is good, he is with us, and David is with him." We who believe in Jesus believe that death is not the end of life. Death is the end of life on this earth, but death is not the end of life with God. We have the hope of heaven, the hope of the resurrection, the hope of eternal life with God. And no loss can take that hope from us. You need comfort, you need hope, and you need joy. The joy came from David's friends in the Honors College. They are now almost a part of the Grotberg family. After David was killed, his girlfriend and two of his friends from the Honors College traveled to Minnesota, and they spent a week with the family. And other friends of David contacted the family. The family has maintained contact with David's friends through phone calls and Skype sessions. David's father, Clark, says, "We lost one kid and gained 20. That's the joy in the midst of loss. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change." That's the way life is. Troubles come. Things change. Life does not stay the same. Sometimes we don't see the trouble coming. Sometimes the change catches us unprepared. But God is still with us. Our friends Esther and Stanley Jaknowitz had their lives turned upside down in an instant. Just over 2 weeks ago, they were both fine. Then Stanley got sick. Esther called the ambulance. While she was getting ready for the ambulance to come, she fell and broke her hip. She literally crawled to the door to let the ambulance driver in. They both were taken by two ambulances to the hospital. Esther was in the hospital 14 days. As you heard, she's now rejoined Stanley in a rehab place. It reminds us that that's the way life is. Change can happen in an instant. Trouble can come when we don't expect it. But God is good all the time. God is with us all the time. God is there when life changes. God is there when troubles come. God is present in all times and circumstances. God is with us. How do we know that? Well, the emblems on this table remind us that God is with us. The bread and the cup are symbols of His presence even now. We are never alone. Jesus gave Himself for us that we might always have him. This table of the Lord is open to all fellow Christians. And although no one should partake of these sacred emblems impenitent or without faith in Christ, we invite all who are sincerely seeking him to receive from his table in the assurance that he who came into the world to be the Savior of all will receive you as his own.
God is our refuge and strength. And one of the ways that God strengthens us is through the help of other believers in the church. It may be there's someone here this morning who'd want to unite with our church, become a member, either upon your profession of faith in Jesus or follow him as a believer in baptism or upon your transfer of membership. If that would be your decision, we'd invite you to come to the front as we stand together and sing our closing hymn, number 586, Grace Greater Than Our Sin.